2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
All right, 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Kurt Helin joins us right now from NBC Sports and ProBasketballTalk.com. Kurt, how are you?
I'm doing good. I figured you guys were having me on to talk about Rihanna's baby, but if you know, we can talk basketball if you want. It's fine.
No, you want to talk Nick Saban and Jimbo Fisher, too? That's been fun.
That's really just changed the game, hasn't it? Like, all of a sudden... Oof. Nick Saban's out there talking to a bunch of businessmen about how they're behind on those. That's just killing me.
Yeah, mom and dad arguing in front of the kids.
Everybody else is dishonest.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey.
Thank God for the paragon of virtue that is Nick Saban.
Yeah, exactly.
The beacon.
The bastion of moral high ground that is Nick Saban. All right, so, you know, I don't want to... I mean, obviously, we all learned the hard way not to jump to any conclusions when Phoenix jumped out to a 2-0 lead over Dallas. But last night felt like Golden State was toying a little bit with Dallas. How much are the Mavericks in trouble here?
A little bit. I think we've kind of, and I've said this to you guys, and I know I wrote it. Like, the question was, like, would you get the Warriors at their peak? Because the peak Warriors, the theory of what the Warriors could be, and we saw that last night, is a really good team when Andrew Wiggins is playing great defense, because you know Draymond's going to. But when Andrew Wiggins is playing that kind of defense on Luka, and they're holding down the support guys, but then they're getting out and running and getting those transition buckets and getting in a flow, like, they're a really good team. But they just haven't been that consistently, and I think that's what we're kind of why I'm still kind of in pause mode with them. Just like, you know, let's see you do it for another game and another game, because they haven't been consistent through this, and they're going to have to be. I think you get up. Dallas isn't going to miss that many wide open shots again. They were so bad early, which is bricking every open look. So I look, you're down 1-0. That's not ideal, but I think in both of these series, Game 2 is going to be a lot more telling.
Do you think there was a certain amount of Steph Curry hearing everybody talk about Luka Doncic and his greatness, and he's being top 1, 2, or 3 player in the league, and all of this, hype and pub? And do you think that there was a certain amount of Steph Curry hearing that and really wanting to prove something different in Game 1?
Yeah, I think. Well, yeah, Steph Curry is like all the greats. They're hunting for motivation. I think you get that with a lot of NBA players. They're hey. I'm taking that as an insult, and I'm going to prove you wrong. They're, you know, I think I've told you guys, like, Kobe was the best at that. Like, the security guard looked at him wrong, and he figured something was, and he was now motivated. Like, he just, you know, it was whatever it took to get angry and fired up. Curry got started a little slow, though. That first quarter was Looney and some of the other guys kind of stepping up and making plays, and then they got really rolling in that third quarter, which was just vintage Warriors basketball.
Curt Heelan joining us right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone. You know, it's funny, and I don't know, maybe on the national scene this isn't the case, but it does feel like for some reason it's a big market, big-time coach, big-time players, but Miami's throughout the season has just been kind of flying under the radar, but Jimmy Butler has just been a menace here in the postseason. Just how impressed have you been with that team and Jimmy in particular?
Jimmy's amazing in that he really is a guy who can be, he's good all season, don't get me wrong. He's a good player, but he has another gear that he hits in the postseason. And I think when the game gets a little more physical and slows down a little, that's better for him in general. But he's able to just put him, he's a top 10 player, top 5 player in the league right now, right? Like, he, postseason Jimmy Butler, I think postseason Kawhi Leonard is sort of the same, although I think he's a little better when he's healthy during the season, where you're like, man, how do you stop this guy when he's really rolling? That 41-point performance was just, again, I think game two is going to be a little tighter, but that was, Jimmy Butler has to be able to hang with Jason Tatum to make this series interesting, and he did more than hang in game one.
How much respect do you have for Jason Kidd as a head coach?
You know, he has really impressed me this year. I mean, look, I don't think I ever questioned Jason Kidd's basketball IQ, you know, but the ability to know the game and then the ability to just make it clear for other players and transcribe that knowledge to the guys who don't get it as instinctively as great players tend to, and apply it. There's a litany in every sport of great players not being great coaches because the things that you kind of like how, that they understand, like I said, almost as an instinct, they've got a coach and other guys, but he's really done that this year. I mean, their defense is on a string. He's really gotten them to buy into a lot of things. And you know, when they traded Kristaps Porzingis, didn't we all think, well, you know, they're not really just throwing in the towel here. They'll want to make the postseason, but they're making moves for next year. This isn't about this year. And, it turns out the small ball really works for them. And he was able to get Maxi Kleba into positions that thrive. And suddenly, you know, that's a really dangerous team. And they found they're going to make adjustments, but they found a model that works for them now.
Curt Heelan right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. When you look at what's going on essentially overall in the big picture of the NBA, it does feel like, and I don't know, I guess maybe, you know, after game ones, it feels like, you know, Golden State's probably the better team and the same thing in the East. But it does feel like there's a certain high level of parity that we haven't had in a while with these four teams. That wouldn't surprise me if either one of these teams came away with that. Do you get that sense? And if so, is that good for the league?
I think so. Well, ratings have been up, so we'll take it that way as a yes. But also, I think in general, you know, I'm a little old school. I just kind of liked it always when, hey, man, who's going to beat the 49ers this year? Like, they're going to be really good. And I like having the team to chase, in a sense. But I think that there's something to be said for years like this where I'm just not sure who's going to be, like you said, these four teams, and frankly, I'd throw the Bucks in there because the Bucks could have won that series. They didn't, it wasn't that close in game six, seven, but I mean, they were in that mix. Any one of those teams could have walked in and be title favorites right now. And I think that unpredictability is something basketball and the NBA in particular tends to lack, right? Like we go into the season being able to generally go, hey, one of these five teams is probably going to win it. Like, you know, you just kind of know. And it's been great the last couple of years when that just hasn't been the case.
Kurt, on a national stage, have you heard many more swirling rumors about Quinn Snyder coaching elsewhere or trades with Rudy Gobert or Donovan Mitchell or moves that should be or will be made? Are you hearing many rumors swirling, or has it really slowed down since the end of the season?
It's slowed down a little. I don't think that there's, you know, obviously Quinn had the hip surgery, right? All of a sudden, I want to say hip or knee, but I think it was hip. Had the surgery, and is that floated a little bit, and there just hasn't been this. I mean, the Lakers have slow played, waiting for someone to come open, and then it hasn't happened yet with Doc. It hasn't happened yet with Quinn, and I don't think it's going to. And I would say the rumor mill around Rudy and them died down a little. There was a lot of buzz right afterwards, but it's not that teams aren't talking, but I think that, you know. I think, how should I put this? There's not a lot of movement until now. Now things get a little more serious only because now, at least there's at the top of the draft, we know what the draft pick order is, right? So now you're going to start to see a little more shifting from what teams, Portland, for example, knows they have the 7 pick. They're pretty disappointed with it, but like they know they have the 7 pick. So now you've got to figure out if you want to trade for Gobert, then what do we have to put with the 7 pick to make that work, which is more than you had to put with a 3 or 4 pick, right? Like, so it's that kind of stuff I think gets a little more serious now. When things get serious, it gets a little quieter. So it's going on, but it's just, like I said, I think when things get serious, it gets a little, the buzz dies a little bit because they're just not talking out loud.
I would, if I'm picking, because I don't think he's going to go number one, but if I'm Oklahoma City or if I'm Houston, I don't want to be a GM of one of those teams and be looking up and seeing Chet Holmgren up on the board, because I could draft him and he could be a bust and I'm going to lose my job, or I don't draft him and he becomes a generational talent and I lose my job. Like, I don't want to be the GM that has to make the decision on this young man.
That is a really interesting one. The buzz is that Orlando's leaning towards Jabari Parker, which makes sense, man. They've kind of got a nice young core there, right? Like, you know, they've got, Franz Wagner had a really nice season. Cole Anthony stepped up. Jalen Suggs didn't necessarily have a great season, but you can see some stuff there. And we kind of forget, because he didn't play this year because of his knee injury and surgery, their best player is still Jonathan Isaac. Like, he's a really good defender that they can bring in. And if you bring in a stretch four like Jabari Smith, and suddenly, they say Jabari Parker earlier, Jabari Smith.
Yeah, that's all right.
I don't want to do that to him. If Jabari Smith steps in and is an instant, I mean, shot 42% from three last year as 6'10 guy, he stretches the floor for you. And suddenly, you know, I don't know how good he's going to be, but the floor is higher for him and he fits right in. And that's a kind of interesting team. Like, suddenly you're like, hey, there's some pieces there that could really work, and it's safer, right? Then I think that's ultimately, with Holmgren, you just nailed it. He's got the highest ceiling, and he's got the lowest floor of those top guys. And I don't know. I'd want those interviews would matter a lot to me. Like, does he have the drive to be good? And then physically, I mean, the only comp that's even close, guys, is kind of Kristaps Porzingis, right? It's like the only thing that's even close, and I don't think it's horribly accurate, but it's closer. And when Kristaps plays, he's an all-star. Like, he's good, but how often can he play? And I think that fragility is your fragility. Like, I think his game will get there, and I think he can defend, but I don't know if, like, how much you're going to be able to get out of him. I'm with you. I think Sam Presti can get away with it because he's Sam Presti and he's so secure in his job. And, you know, if he misses that one, he'll nail the number 12 pick. But I'd be if I'm not secure in my job, I don't know if I want him.
We were talking with the play-by-play voice, the Utah Jazz, David Locke. I asked him this question about the draft. The Jazz do not have a draft pick currently. I said, what are the odds that they will come draft day? He said 100% because he's watching all this video, and he said, we need to have something because it would make all of this time worth it. What do you think the odds are that Jazz do pick up a draft pick before draft day?
Nothing's 100% in life, David. Nothing. but 95, like, I think it's pretty likely. I don't know if it's first round, but maybe high second round. It kind of depends on what other moves you're making. Like, if there is a Rudy trade or some other big move, it's probably going to come around the draft, and you will probably get a pick or picks back with that. But the odds, even if it's smaller stuff, that they trade something to get into the second round because they get to 35 and there's, I'm not even going to name a name because I'd be guessing, but like player X that they really kind of like and they want to jump in and get him in early in the second round. Like that kind of thing is absolutely, I think, going to happen. I think that I would be shocked if they didn't jump in somewhere and land somebody out of all of this.
Kurt Helin right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone. Always fun catching up with you, Kurt. Thanks for your time, and enjoy these games. Look forward to catching up again next week.
Thanks, Kurt.
I look forward to it. Take care, guys.
You got it. Kurt Helin right here on the Zone Sports Network.
What do you think the odds are that the Jazz end up with a draft pick before the draft?
Well, my first thought was zero. I even flashed you the zero when you asked the question. But now I think about it, and actually now I'm leaning more towards David because it's not – because you think of, like, are you going to buy your way back into the second round or something like that? And I was thinking, too, you know, low level. I think the Jazz do have a draft pick because I think the Jazz are going to have a trade in some way, shape, or form that will come with draft picks. So, yeah, I think they'll have some picks.
Have something in the works.
Yeah.
I hope so, too. I hope there's something. I hope there's some type of firework. I hope there's some type of change. I get the feel the Jazz fans are completely unsettled. Not that Jazz fans should be able to rule the locker room, but there's a I was going to say there's a certain amount of appeasement that needs to occur to keep the fan base happy. I don't think there's a better fan base in the NBA. You think about those Jazz fans showing up even when Donovan was resting or Rudy was resting. I know that it was concussions and it was quad issues, but you know, guys out, Boyan out for extended period of time with a calf situation. Mike Conley was just flat out rested. Jazz fans just kept coming. They deserve something. And I do wonder if things get stagnant and if it's a play it back type situation.
Yeah.
I wonder if you lose them a bit. I don't know if you can lose Jazz fans. I'm not sure you can. But I wonder if you come into this with a play-it-back mentality. There isn't a draft pick. There's not a trade. It's the same coaches. They get deals done with current players. You got on the court, your starting five is Royce O'Neal, Bojan Bogdanovic, Mike Conley, Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert. I wonder if you lose Jazz fans a bit.
Could. I think that's certainly on the table for sure.
You do.
Certainly a possibility. Yep.
I could see them checking out and being like, you know, we tried this last year. I know how this ends.
Didn't you get that sense in the playoffs this year?
Very much.
Yeah.
And not by ticket sales and not by excitement and not by, you know, but there was this undercurrent on social media and this swirling feel of, here we go again. I am sick of this same roller coaster. And it definitely feels like that's intensified. So if we go into a draft without a draft pick, and then we go through free agency, and we go through all these periods, and you come back with that same roster, I could see Jazz fans throwing their hands in the air and saying,
yep.
Well, what'd you bring Danny Ainge for? And you don't bring Danny Ainge to just sit on your hands.
Yeah. All right, Hans and Scotty, 97.5, 1280 The Zone. We're hanging out live here at Larry H. Miller Used Car Supermarket, Hans. Home away from home.
It is, LHMUsedCars.com. And, you know, you hear Travis Johnson. He finds a way to make things very uncomfortable. But you know what I love about him? He just comes, sits down, hangs out with you and I.
Yep.
Shoots the breeze. We are longtime friends. I hope people understand that. I've been really close friends with him for 12-plus years. And he throws out there, Scotty, the free service, what does he call it?
Three years maintenance package. Essentially, you got 3 years of oil changes, tire rotations, cabin filters,
so
taken care of.
3 years, I call it a service, but 3 years of maintenance for free. $675 commitment by Travis Johnson to you, our listener.
Yep.
And that goes through the weekend. All you do when you come in to buy a car at any one of the Larry H. Miller used car supermarket dealerships, you just mention the zone, you mention 1280, you mention Hanson Scotty. The managers are going to be made aware, and you are going to get that free maintenance agreement.
Yep.
$675.
That's a big number.
With your car. You could come in and, you know, you buy one of these old jalopies, got a $150 car payment, and you know you're getting the tire rotated, you're getting your oil changes, you're getting the filter. I guess there was some filter he was talking
about.
Cabin
filter. Yeah.
The cabin filter. You get all of those things taken care of for this has got to be one of the coolest things he's ever given away.
Yep. Yeah, I'm glad that he's not coming back right now because I don't want him to, like...
Take it back?
Yeah. For the next 20 minutes.
That was a 20-minute promotion.
Yeah.
No, this goes through the weekend.
Yep.
Hey, make him pay.
Do it.
Make Travis pay.
All those mean things he said about us, you can get back at him.
Oh, man. Dude takes so many pokes, man.
Hanson Scotty, coming up next. We spin the wheel. Sports Roulette straight ahead.
This is DJ and PK. Joe Ingles, former Jazz man, current Blazer swing man. Do you jam up Quinn on whether he's going to sign an extension or not? Use your unique sense of humor.
Quinn and I have a probably unique relationship for a player coach. There's probably two or three coaches I've had, and he's at the top, that had given me the confidence to do what I did for 7.5 years. But also to be able to, like, talk to him about anything and be a friend over a coach. And if Quinn was here, like, it would make a very strong case for me wanting to come back. If Quinn was somewhere else, would make a strong case for me wanting to go wherever he is. But I don't know what Quinn's plan is or are. I mean, I hope for Utah and for the community and for the team, I hope he stays, because he is one of the best coaches I've ever had on court and off court, and it would be a shame to lose him.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10 on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to spin the wheel and talk some sports. This is another edition of Sports Roulette with Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Hanson Scotty, 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Time for another edition of Sports Roulette, brought to you by U First Credit Union. In fact, the entire show is brought to you by U First Credit Union. For over 65 years, have been part of your community, and while their name is changing, their commitment to you is not. Find out more at ufirstcu.com.
I'm voting. Currently voting. Going through the 60 names. What's funny? I think we're going to get BYU fans on there. They're going to be like, Dalton Kincaid, who's that? Jaron Kump, who's Jaron Kump? BYU fans. And then you'll get Utah fans that are going to be like, Malik Moore?
Who's this Jaron Hall guy?
Who is Ben Bywater?
Ben Bywater?
So you're going to get the Utes that are like 1 through 23, and then you're going to get a mix of the others. But I'm on there voting right now. This is actually awesome.
Yeah.
The way that Maddie has this thing set up.
Yeah. By the way, Madison, she's the real MVP in all of this.
This is really cool. So you can go at go to kslsports.com, and you can click on the it, you just click right next to the name, and it gives you a list of 1 through 60, and you just assign a number to the individual. I mean, it's really quick. It's really slick, and you get to be a part of the voting. Your vote is going to count as one of many for the overall ranking of these 60 players and where they will stand in the state. Yep. I've only gotten a couple of complaints. I'm actually surprised. I think people are taking this in stride a little bit.
Yeah, give it some time.
Yeah.
They'll get angry before too long.
It'll heat up.
Yeah. All right. Lloyd, time to fire up that wheel. Let's get to it.
From a bobcat to a cougar.
How about this, Hans? BYU has named their new women's basketball coach. Jeff Judkins, who had been there and coached that team for the last 20 years, actually 21 years, I believe, is...
to be exact.
To be exact. Retired. And so a long search was drawn out. And yesterday, Amber Whiting has been named the new head basketball coach for the BYU women's basketball team. Amber Whiting, you might remember, a former BYU basketball player. She started at Snow, then went to Weber State, and then eventually transferred to BYU. Her husband, Trent Whiting, great BYU basketball player. I think he probably was there about the time you were there.
He was. Both of them were.
So you may be asking, well, what have the Whitings been up to over the last several years? Well, Amber Whiting has been the head coach of the Burley High School girls basketball team the last 4 years.
The Screaming Bobcats.
Yeah, the Bobcats. I grew up... No Screaming, but...
what was attached to it?
Just Bobcats. I grew up hating all things Burley High School, so this one, you know...
Burley is just the Burley Bobcats, aren't
Burley Bobcats, that's it, yeah. So the last 4 years, they've won two state championships. I believe last two state championships. She has a daughter who is committed to Oregon, one of the highest rated recruits, certainly in the state of Idaho, western part of the United States. Just an incredible daughter who is actually going into her senior year of high school next year. But she's already committed to Oregon and has coached some AAU teams as well. But other than that, that's it. To make a jump from Burley High School to a team going into the Big 12, that's raised some eyebrows. Now, look, I don't know the Whiting family well. I know a lot of people because I grew up in that area. I've got a lot of family members and friends that still live there that say they're an incredible family, and so they're fired up for it.
Trent's an incredible guy.
And Trent's one of the best people out there.
He is.
But this is a bit of a shocker.
Are you said it's raised some eyebrows? Are you saying I haven't heard her.
Well,
this was news to me.
I know that there's a lot of people that just said, well, you know, this is a BYU team going into the Big 12. You would think that they would have the candidate pool would be large. There'd be a lot of people to choose from.
Well, they had a couple of really good assistants.
Well, I mean, hey, your guy Lee Kamard, I'm sure would have loved to have the job.
Well, I kind of thought when we saw Juddy step down, I kind of thought it was a given that Lee was going to take that job. Or get that job.
Yeah.
So now what happens with that assistant step? Because there were like three assistants that had been around there for 10-plus years.
Yeah. I'm sure she has, they said, look, you keep them, you don't. That's your call.
Oh, man, that's – I could see why that is going to raise a lot of eyebrows, as you said.
Well, just – I mean, and look, and I'm not saying she's not qualified. I don't know. Like, it's just whenever you see – a jump from high school to a head coach of, this isn't a West Coast Conference BYU team. This is a team that's transitioning into the Big 12, and that's a really big jump to make from Burley High School. And I'm laughing because I know Burley and I grew up in that area, so I know that area really well. And I mean, it's not Boise, it's not even Twin Falls, it's Burley High School.
So is this the
how many people live in Burley?
It's about population 10,000. It's about the same size as Weezer.
Is this the trendy think outside of the box pick? Is that what this would be?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the only thing I can think of.
Like, I wonder if they sit down with her and she sits down and has all these innovative looks at basketball saying, I think we can do this. I'm sure that we can recruit this way. Like, she must have came in and floored, absolutely floored that directing.
And by the way, she might be, look, we might be seeing the next women's basketball coach at BYU that's there for 20 years and goes to Sweet 16s. This might be, you know, years from now, we look back and like, wow, what a stroke of genius. I'm just saying it's like, ooh, you don't see jumps like that. Now, look, I really don't.
Not anymore.
It's crazy to see it.
Okay, so, yeah, I think what my advice to her would be keep your head down, don't listen to the noise, go in and win, and the noise will stop. But I'm sure you're right, Scott. I'm sure that this is going to generate a lot of noise because I know that there were a couple assistants on that staff that are beloved by BYU and by BYU players.
Yeah.
You know, and I think the first things first with Coach Whiting, she's got to come in and look at her team and say, nobody's going anywhere. Let's make sure we're all happy because, you know, they can pull up anchor. They could leave. BYU's got some really good players. They're coming off an amazing season.
Maybe an amazing season. A bit of an underachieving season. I mean, I think we thought that they may go a little further in the NCAA tournament.
In the tournament. But
I know injuries and some other things.
But record-wise, they finished fantastic.
Yeah, great. Absolutely. Yep.
So, oh, man. Yep, there's going to be some noise. And it actually bums me out. I do have a lot of respect for Lee Kumar. And I know we always kind of joke about it, but I've actually heard he's a phenomenal coach. I hope he doesn't leave. He might. He probably will. She's probably got her, you know, I would imagine they're giving her the rights to hire who she wants.
I think, you know, that's the other thing, too. You're probably going to have somebody because running the budget at Burley High School is probably a little bit different than, you know, running the budget and recruiting and everything else that goes in with being a high-level women's basketball coach. I mean, that's the one thing. I have a little doubt that from an X's and O's and a motivation and all that stuff, I'm sure she'll be fine, but just the making sure the trains run on time. I mean, that has got to be overwhelming for somebody that doesn't have that kind of experience.
Exactly. Yep.
All right. Lloyd, spin it.
Equal pay.
Well, Scotty, we saw this yesterday, and we had it on the roster for yesterday, and we had to do our major pain in the butt. But the U.S. Women's National Team got what they've been wanting for a long time. U.S. Soccer just announced both men's and women's national teams are going to receive equal pay. They just announced that not only are they going to be receiving equal pay, but they're also going to be getting the same advertising rights, and they're going to be getting the equal split of the World Cup money.
Oh, wow.
So it was a huge win for the women's national team. And let me tell you, this is one area that I agree with.
Well, yeah, look at the results.
This is an area I agree with.
Yeah.
You're representing the country. You know, you're out there with the United States flag on your back. And not only that, you have represented more strongly than the men's team has. I can totally understand that. I don't know what that means in the world of men's soccer. I don't know if they take a pay cut or they're just increasing the women's side of things. But there was a big discrepancy between the two.
Well, and you got one team that's winning World Cups, and you got another team that sometimes doesn't even qualify for a World Cup.
Hasn't been qualifying lately. I can't ever imagine there won't be a day where the WNBA can go in and argue like this for equal pay. They can't go in and say, we want what the NBA is paying.
Yeah.
It's fiscally impossible. You can't do it. But I do think in country representation, and I get it, there's some side dollars, you know, there's face and imaging rights that these individuals make a lot of money off of. And now they're going to be contracting those face and imaging rights the same as they do with the men. I am in full agreement with it.
Yeah, I agree.
Look, I could name maybe 6 or 7 women that have played on the women's national team. I could name maybe 3 or 4. I can name a few for the men's only because I know a couple of the RSL guys that were on the reserves or had played for the team.
Is Landon Donovan still playing?
He's not.
No, that was a joke.
I think he's coaching.
Yeah, good for him.
But I don't know. But, oh, you're talking, oh, current?
Yeah, I'm talking current.
Oh, I couldn't name any.
Yeah, no, that's. Yeah.
No, I could name six or seven that have ever come through the doors. You know, maybe. But the women's national team, Scotty, it's always been prominent.
Yeah.
So, big win for them.
All right, one more. Let's spin it.
He had a worse day than you.
We were talking about this yesterday, and a pretty crazy situation. Chicago Bears running back, Tarik Cohen.
Oh, geez, poor guy.
Oh, man. He decided he was going to go on an Instagram live stream account on his Instagram to show this workout session. As he was working out on this Instagram live, his Achilles blew.
Everybody saw it.
Everybody saw him go down, and everybody saw him grab the back of his leg, and it was a terrible deal, and it all happened right there on Instagram Live. He's actually a heck of a running back, and he's a free agent, played three seasons with Chicago, made it to only three games in 2021, then he tore a ligament in his knee. Mm. So he rehabs, gets back from that ligament in his knee, puts up the Instagram Live. He's like, look, everybody, I'm back. I'm better than ever. Achilles pops. So bad day for him, man.
Yeah.
Fourth round pick back in 2017.
Sometimes the body just can't hold up.
He was an all-pro punt returner.
Yeah.
And, yeah, the body just can't. He's just not hold up. So he's back to the workshop now.
Oh, my gosh. And that's a big one, too.
Terrible day for Tarik Cohen.
All right. Hans and Scotty, wrap this thing up. Get you ready for Unrivaled straight ahead. A couple news and notes. Nick Saban has addressing the comments from Jimbo Fisher, the Jimbo addressed from Nick Saban's comments. So it's now come full circle. We'll tell you about that. And also a shocking news from the transfer portal coming out as well. I'm being sarcastic. We'll tell you that straight ahead right here on the Zone Sports Network.
This is Unrivaled.
You guys are doing a hell of a job.
Yogi Roth of the Pac-12 Network.
He may get too much praise, but I don't think he's getting enough right now and around the country. I think he's a Heisman candidate. I think he needs to be talked about like that. And I think it's on people like you and myself and those of us that know this league to scream from the rooftops to make sure that whoever's calling those games and whoever's talking about it, it could be whatever mouth from the South you want, but you better know Cam Rising. This dude is elite. He needs to be talked about that based on previous performances, also based on his recruiting and his standing and rankings coming out of high school. I mean, this is a dude in that regard and should be given that type of praise. And if he's not, then whoever's supposed to be doing their job covering the country isn't doing it because Utah's a real threat.
That is unbelievable. Catch Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on 97.5 1280 The Zone. Powered by KSLSports.com.
Hans and Scotty wrapping up another edition of the show. Big thanks to everyone who helped us out today. By the way, the Davis Vision, we are just one day away, folks, from the Davis Vision Block Party. It'll be tomorrow, May 20th, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make sure to stop by. Robin and the crew, she knows how to throw a party. 11649 South, 40th West, and they will be giving away, in a drawing, a free LASIK procedure. That's right. Giving away a free LASIK procedure. Also, 30% off all sunglasses, food trucks, all kinds of fun. Get down there. The Davis Vision Block Party tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 6.
A free LASIK, sir?
Free LASIK. Somebody's walking away with free LASIK.
Well, some breaking news, and how lame is this? The SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey has issued the following statement related to the comments made by Alabama head coach Nick Saban and Texas A&M football head coach Jimbo Fisher. The membership of the Southeastern Conference has established expectations for conduct and sportsmanship that were not met last night nor today. A hallmark of the SEC is an intense competition within an environment of collaboration. Public criticism of any kind does not resolve issues and creates a distraction from seeking solutions for the issues facing college athletics today. there is a tremendous frustration concerning the absence of consistent rules from the state to state related to name, image, and likeness. We need to work together to find solutions, and that will be our focus at the upcoming SEC spring meetings. He goes on quickly, Scotty, to publicly reprimand Nick Saban, and then he publicly reprimands Jimbo Fisher, and he acts like this is going to do any bit of good for anything.
Yeah, this is like the double foul, double technical in basketball. It doesn't really mean anything.
Nothing.
By the way, Nick Saban did appear on a program on, I believe, ESPNU, and said, quote, "I should have never singled out anyone. That was a mistake. I apologize for that." But he also said, let me see here. "I reached out to Jimbo, never got a response. I feel bad about it, but I'm not changing my philosophy. My concern is college football in general. I think a lot of us are concerned about it." And then he goes, I really wasn't saying anyone was doing anything illegal in NIL. I didn't say that. That was something that was assumed about what I said, but that's not what I meant.
Oh, my gosh. Beep, beep.
Yeah, back it up, big fella. Back it up.
The damage is done.
Yeah.
You ran over the cat. The eyeballs are out. Yeah. You can't put that cat back together.
By the way, speaking of shocking news, after all the – so Jordan Addison, all-everything receiver, Biletnikoff Award winner last year, wide receiver.
Yeah, he's good.
Transferred from Pitt.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, USC's tampering. Like, no, we're not going to USC. We're exploring our options. And I'm sure Lincoln Riley's like, hey, man, you got to go on a bunch of trips, and you got to float out some reports that you might be interested in other places, and then come here. And Jordan's like, okay. Well, apparently enough died down enough that Jordan Addison – is now on his way to USC.
No.
Yeah, you don't say.
Whoa, it actually happened? I didn't think it would.
Yeah.
After all the trips I saw him take?
Yeah.
This is a no-brainer. He was going there
He was
time.
Always going to USC, folks. It was always going to be USC. Probably, by the way, it's not official yet, but sources close to him.
He's probably got a nice little tidy package waiting.
And then, you ready? This might need to be like, we might need to have like an open for the next couple months. The 60 and 60 complaint of the day.
Oh.
You ready?
Yeah.
The official, today's official complaint of the day coming from Twitter saying, and by the way, their handle does have Ute in the title, so take that with a grain of salt. Good. He says, "You guys didn't randomize the slotting. BYU all at the top is advantageous for their rankings."
I disagree with that.
So, yes, when you go to KSLSports.com and you see the ballot, they're all grouped by schools. And so you have a BYU cluster, you have a Utah cluster, a Utah State cluster, and a Weber State cluster. Mm-hmm. Yes, they are grouped together. When we built out the list, BYU was on top of that cluster, but that means nothing. So
nothing.
That was not us being like, you know how we can get BYU guys at the top.
And I don't think it means anything, because I can't imagine that guy that just tweeted that. I can't imagine him being like, okay, there's 10 for him, 11. Oh, there's an 8. And then getting the Utah guys and being like, shoot, I already used 10 and 8.
Yeah.
Nah, he's going to take the 10s and 8s off, and he's going to do it the way he wants to do it.
Yeah.
The voting is coming in, Scotty, and it's awesome. It's fun to see people voting. If you really do want to make a difference for the football players here in the state and where they stand in their rankings, go to KSLSports.com, and you can start to rank this top 60 players in the state.
Yep. All right. Well, that wraps it up for us. Always a lot of fun when we hang out here at Larry H. Miller Used Car Supermarket.
Okay, so one last shout-out. I'm actually going to send this out on social media because Travis Johnson offered it. If you come in from now through the weekend, and this will go all the way through the weekend, and you buy a vehicle and you mention the station, he's going to throw in a $675 maintenance agreement. That's a 3-year agreement. So for 3 years, your car is going to get tires rotated. You're going to get oil changes. You're going to get filters replaced. You're going to get all of those things for 3 years when you buy a vehicle from Larry H. Miller Used Car Supermarket and you mention Hanson Scotty, you mentioned The Zone, you mentioned 97.5, 1280 The Zone, whatever part of the station you want to mention it, and you're going to get that amazing maintenance agreement for free with the purchase of that vehicle.
It's amazing. Honestly, it's crazy.
Yeah, that's an incredible offer. Yeah. I appreciate Travis throwing that out there. I appreciate our great friendship we've got with Larry H. Miller Used Car Supermarket. These are great guys. a lot of fun. You know, we get real casual. We kick back. They're just part of the family. And, Scotty, you know, we've been a part of their family together for 8 years, and I've been working with these guys for closer to 12 years.
Love these dudes. Love hanging out here. You feel like you're Norm from Cheers when you walk in here.
You really do. They're here to take great care of you.
All right. Unrivaled next. Remember, get to KSLSports.com, top 60 and 60. The ballot is live for the fan vote. Your vote will count with the other members of the media that will be voting on this. It's all right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone, and the Zone Sports Network.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.